All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that is live from the lair. Now, this video is going to be very easy. I'm just responding to some emails from back in the day that I need to get around.
Do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand, and digested it into grade-A gore porn with five-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers.
All right, this first email's from a guy, I'm not going to use his name, 19 years old. He went to college for a year, and he fucking hates it. And he doesn't know what to do with his life. He wants some advice. If I'd received this email back in, 2016, 17, I'd tell you to go in the military.
Quiet! But you, let's do a little singing this morning.
If you are lost in the sauce, and you don't know what to do with your life, and you want to do something constructive, I used to tell everyone, go in the military. Not the Marines, everything else but the Marines. Take 3, 4, 5 years and figure it out. I mean, you're 19 years old. Your brain isn't even done developing yet. You don't know what you want to do with your life. That is so common. There's nothing to worry about, all right? Now, if you were 29 and you were sending me this email, that would be a different story. But you're 19. 19 years old. Average age of the soldier in Vietnam.
In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19.
It is what it is. In Australia, they call it a walkabout, where you go out and you see the world and you figure out what you want to do or what path you want to go on. You can do that as well. I would say, join the Peace Corps.
Join the Peace Corps. Give the world a piece of your mind.
But it turns out that that's just a big democratic tax money pit for propaganda and manipulation. So can't really recommend that. You can join the Merchant Marines. Go see the world that way. In my opinion, try a trade. You don't want to go in the military. Don't want to become a merchant marine. You say you hate college. Try a trade. I'm an electrician. I mean, that's a really good paying job. It's not really too backbreaking. It's not like a pipe fitter. I mean, that can get nasty, especially when you have to deal with poop.
Oh, God.
Carpenter, of the trades, that's probably one that I would find the least favorable. Like welding, an electrician, I think those are the two that would probably work out best for you. You can also go apply for a job for an oil company. They're looking for people now since they're going to drill, baby, drill. You work there for 2, 3, 4 years, save up some money, figure it out. Who knows? All right, listen, if college isn't your thing, you need to discover what is for you. And the only way that is going to happen is you need to leave your home, leave your comfort zone, and figure it out. Plain and simple. All right, next one. All right, so I do Paranormal Pop, and I got an email from a guy. Basically, he lives in a haunted house. He flips houses and bought one that he... It's an older house. He likes it, but he fixed it up. He's living it now, and he's getting a lot of ghost activity.
It's right here, Ray. It's looking at me.
And, the way he explained it, let's say it's just nothing bad happens, just footsteps and occasional door slamming or window opening or lights turning on and off from time to time. The only thing that actually bothers me is every now and again stuff goes missing. And it'll be gone for a period of time and always appears not in the place where I usually leave it. That is incredibly common. If you live in a haunted house And you are not getting negative vibes. It's just an occasional thing that happens here and there. My advice
is don't fuck with it.
Because you can make it worse. All right. Unless it's getting harmful and doing stupid shit, lighting fires, throwing shit at you, doing just obviously creepy stuff that's, I would say, is
evil.
If you're at that point, go to the church, find holy men, whatever you got to do. Get your house blessed, you know, do an exorcism, whatever it takes. Now, in my opinion, the best bang for your buck for something like that is the Catholic religion. They actually have a branch of their diocese which specializes in combating directly evil spirits, i.e. exorcisms, the works. They're pretty good at it, from what I've seen. Nothing personal, of course. Yeah, I don't ever want to find myself in that situation, but if I did, that is where I would go. I would get some deacons in here. I'd get a priest in here. I'd do the incense, the holy water. I would just spiritually nuke it to the ground and make sure there was nothing left. But, again, I grew up in a haunted house. I'm sure you've watched the paranormal pop shows that I've done in the past. We've had dishes fall and break in the middle of the night. You know, doors slam in the middle of winter when all the windows are shut. Every now and again, this one particular picture would fall off the wall until we decided to stop hanging it. Chandelier would move from time to time, but it was always minor shit. Nothing really too bad. My sister got attacked. She got jabbed with something that caused her to bleed, but other than that, it's the only really super bad thing that happened. It only happened that one time. My advice, this is low-level shit. Don't worry about it. Don't fuck with it, and it won't fuck with you. Live and let live, or live and let it be dead. And you'll find if you do have shit that's missing and you need it, just say, hey, man, can I have my shit back? More than likely, you'll find it. It'll be left somewhere where you just stumble across it. I've had a couple friends that have situations like this in the past. Minor things. Nothing big. Occasionally car keys. But these things work themselves out, and it is what it is. All right, next one. Now, this one breaks my heart here. This is from a guy who just discovered this channel. And apparently, 12 years ago, his baby brother had committed suicide in regards to a woman. He says he's heartbroken. You know, my little brother killed himself 12 years back, and I wish I could go back in time and show him your comedy. It could have saved him. It could have made a difference. I understand what you're saying. I really do. But we have to be realistic here. We can't go back in time, and you seem like you're living in a pool of regret. I mean, you even said here, after all this time, I still feel lost. All right, now, first of all, suicide does that. It literally rips a hole in your soul when somebody's just gone like that, and you're like, what the hell were they thinking? What was their thought patterns? What drove them to this? You know, I get it. I truly do. But there's nothing you can do about it now. All right? You're going to have to accept the fact that he is gone. Now, listen, I'm not taking away your pain, all right? I truly am not. I'm just saying you have a life to live. And to live your life to its fullest, you have to be able to look forward through the windshield, not navigate looking in the rearview mirror. All right? Do you think your brother would approve of you wallowing in this regretful misery for over a decade? Most people are not that shallow or selfish. Like, if I was to exit the world today, I would be more than happy to know the people I left behind are going to live long, happy, healthy lives. And if you want to do your brother justice, live your life that way. It's okay to have a beer, toast him once in a while, you know, have a special dinner on his birthday. I get it. I've been there. I got it. But live your life. Find excellence. Accept the fact that he's gone. There's nothing you can do that can bring him back. Zero. But get on with your life. Find your excellence. You find your excellence, you will find your happiness. Hell, you might even find a new purpose along the way. That's my advice. Anyway, this is a short one. I just thought I'd throw this out there. It's been a while since I recorded. My mother's been moved into a permanent facility, and it's been mentally screwing with me. And that's a fight that I'm going to have to win in the near future, because there's a lot of people out there that need the graveyard humor that I have to keep them alive. I just wish I could get in front of more people, that's all. So if you guys see this, do me a favor, like and subscribe to the channel, share it with all your friends, because you never know, you could have a friend that's going through some serious shit and he's not telling anyone, because that's how men are, and maybe this channel could help him. Anyway, that's me. You guys take it easy, and I will talk to you later.